Hello, thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Rerun. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this time we are heading back to the 17th of March, 1993. Let's go. Zoe.
Hello, Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are heading back to the 17th of March, 1993. And this one was sent in by Lindsay via Instagram.
I liked your way you said Instagram there. That was very...
Do you like it?
Yeah, it was very... I was going to say, it's a bit very game show host.
It's because we got a game show coming up. I'm getting in the mood.
I see what you've done there. Not intentionally, but...
This is Lindsay's birthday. This, 17th of March is two other things as well. 17th of March is my auntie's birthday. She wasn't born in 1993. But more universally known is St. Patrick's Day as well, isn't it?
Oh, good point. Do you think Lindsay will be on board with that or not?
Well, I think Lindsay is American, so I think yes, because I think a lot of Americans have Irish roots.
They do, as a sweeping generalisation.
It is sweeping. Sorry if that doesn't apply to you, Lindsay, but I think quite a few Americans always find someone Irish in their heritage, don't they?
Again, sweeping generalisation.
I've watched Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, American one.
Yeah. I like the American ones because it's exactly the same, but obviously because it's American people, they react in a way better way than the British. Like the British can be told absolutely anything and we're just like, all right. Whereas the Americans are told the tiniest thing and they're like, no way. Oh my God, you know?
Are they on the American, oh, this is a complete side note, but on the American one, are they people you've actually heard of? Because I imagine vice versa. I mean, clearly vice versa, people wouldn't have heard of, Americans wouldn't have heard for the British ones, but.
Look, I'm not mocking who we have on our show, but I would say they have really big stars on there. Like Lisa Kudrow's done it. Sarah Jessica Parker I've seen on there.
So basically the Sex and City people, right?
No, Lisa Kudrow was in Friends.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they have quite big names on their one. And also I think the American ones are a little bit more interesting, just because the thing is with Americans is that they always have to like go back to like their ancestors go back usually to a different country, whereas Britain it's just like, oh yeah, you're British, been here years, you were born, you were, you know, in Yorkshire rather than London or something. I saw, the Lisa Kudrow one was really good because she found out.
Right, I'm sorry I asked.
I'm going to say Poland, but I might be wrong. She found out she had people, relatives in Poland, and she went over to see them. And these Polish people kept saying that they couldn't believe they were related to Phoebe from Friends. Imagine how mind-blowing that would be.
Yeah, but how closely related?
Well, like cousins.
Oh, okay. Quite
distant
cousins.
Oh,
distant. Wait, as soon as you add in the word distant.
Well, I mean, look, I don't remember. It was years ago that she was on it. I think she did like the first series. It was a long time ago. I haven't seen them all, but from what I remember, they had like Rob Lowe did it. I think Bill Paxton did it. Like quite big names.
All right, fair dues.
Right. Anyway, we're not going to talk about Who Do You Think We Are. You are. Who are?
Well, once again... We've messed up, haven't we? Because if it comes up in a future, as a future option.
I know. We keep doing it. Right. Let's talk about what was number one in the UK on this date. It was Oh Carolina by Shaggy.
Oh, it's, I mean, the need to like break into song is like so strong.
Yeah.
What a great song. Actually, I mean, his best song is It Wasn't Me. I know this is like jumping a bit on the Shaggy front, but the main thing I don't understand about Shaggy is that he did an album with Sting.
It is an absolutely ridiculous thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't
How
get
did
it.
That happen?
So, there's a few things about Shaggy. First of all, I think he was too old to be doing the stuff he was doing already when he was doing it. Now, him doing it, he's like just like a dirty old man. Like, it's just awful. And then, yeah, add on to that fact that he did an album with Sting. I don't get it.
And the fact that his name's Orville.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's his real name.
Oh, is it? The Duck?
Well, he's not called Orville the Duck, but, yeah, as in Orville in the UK, there was a puppet called Orville the Duck.
One of my fancy dress costumes was Orville the Duck.
Fun fact, guys.
Yeah, and I had poles in the wings that I could hold on to flap my wings.
You must have been nauseating to be next to at school.
They hated me. We've had this conversation. Yeah. I said this about, and now Esme with her World Book Day outfit. I said to my mum, don't do it to her like you did it to me.
You can't be too good.
No, you can't.
Anyway, back to Shaggy.
I don't know. Orville, yeah.
I mean, I've got to admit, I didn't really particularly like this song. It wasn't really my kind of thing, but it does make me very, very nostalgic when I hear it. It takes me back to, well, I always think it takes me back to the summer of 93, but we're talking about it that it actually came out in March. But in my mind, it was the theme of summer. I remember sitting with my friend over the field.
All right, Theresa May.
And there used to be a fairground that used to come round on the estate in the summer, and I just remember this song playing over and over as we were sitting in the field watching everyone in the fairground.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
Not really, it was quite chavvy, but yeah, that's what it takes me back to, the summer of 93.
Right.
It was a follow-up to Bryan Adams' big hit.
The lesser-known...
yeah, the lesser-known version.
Yeah.
It was a cover, though, wasn't it?
Oh, here we go. Was it?
You say here we go. I couldn't tell you who originally covered it, but I know that this was one of the very first ska songs. It was like a 60s song, and it was the first incarnations of ska.
Oh, do you know how it went?
Well, I think it was quite similar. The only reason I know this is the band that made it later went on and sued Shaggy and won, I believe. So I don't think he makes any money off of this.
Oh, nothing at all. Like, if that's... he has to pass all the royalties over to them.
I believe that they won the lawsuit against him. Hmm. Again, it's a long time since I remember hearing about that, but I do know that happened.
I was never a fan of his. I think also, weren't we a bit old by that point to, like, partake in all that?
Well, we were 15, weren't we? By this point, I was head to toe in black.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Sitting there like the Grim Reaper on the field.
God, I can imagine.
But my friend was really into reggae and stuff, so we must have looked like a right couple of idiots. I was sitting there, like, in my Guns N' Roses stuff. She's sitting there in Bob Marley t-shirt. What must people have thought of us? But as we said before, when you get older and you look back, there's loads of songs now that I didn't like at the time. And it's not that I like them now. It's just that they take you back to a certain time in your life.
Yeah, that is the thing.
And they just make you smile now, songs that you didn't necessarily like at the time. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is the thing. It's more reminisce more than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The number one film in America on this date was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
I mean, 3.
I didn't even know they did 3.
Me neither.
I remember the first one because obviously Turtle Power came out, which we've talked about before, and I did a magnificent rap on that episode if anyone wants to go back. 2, I don't remember, but I could believe it. 3, I'm surprised. I was going to say... Sounds stupid. I was going to say maybe it's straight to video, but to get on this show, it had to have gone to number one. So this must have been big enough to still go to number one in the US cinema chart.
Yeah.
I know that they've done recent remakes of the film, but I didn't realise that there were three originals. We've kind of covered everything about Ninja Turtles, haven't we?
We've done it to death.
We've done the song. We've done about me meeting them in Disney World. We did meet, well, we nearly met them again, didn't we?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can milk it that way if you want to.
Let's milk it this way. Okay, we nearly met them a couple of months ago at, what's the place called that we went to, Zoe?
Nickelodeon Adventure.
Yeah, which is Lakeside, because Lindsay's American, so we know that at least one American's listening. Although, can I just say, our majority of listeners are still American, so thank you, America, for listening. Anyway, Nickelodeon Adventure is a place in Kent in the UK. Is it Kent? It is Kent. Or is it Middlesex?
Yeah, no, Essex. Lakeside's in Essex, you moron.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was thinking of Blue Water.
Which is also in Essex.
No, Blue Water's in Kent.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just on the other side of... Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Anyway, sorry, apologies. This is in Essex. For anyone wanting to know where Essex is, other than the only way is Essex, Gavin and Stacey was filmed in Essex, half of it.
Where are you going with this?
Look, I'm just giving people a little bit of a tour.
All you're doing is giving people context of where Nickelodeon Adventure is.
Look, the UK don't step up. They don't listen as much as the Americans do. So for once, I'm giving Americans what they want. You know, I'm giving them a nice tour of the UK. The UK don't like it. They need to up their listenership.
Listen, what you're doing is giving them a guided tour of the UK to tell them about a place in Essex where we nearly met a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Correct. It's quality content.
It's unnecessary.
Anyway, we went to Nickelodeon Adventure with Zoe's daughter, not just me and Zoe.
No.
That would have been very strange.
Already people think it's weird enough that you come on, like, kids' trips out and you don't have a kid.
Shut up. Esme likes Paw Patrol. That's why we went. Paw Patrol were there, right? That was the main reason for going.
Yes.
However, when you get in there, there are other Nickelodeon characters. And who was it that was out? Was it Raphael?
Don't know. They all look the same, Carla.
No. No, they've all got different colours. I think it was Raphael because it was a red bandana he was wearing.
I wouldn't know anyway.
Raphael was red. Michelangelo was orange. And then I get stuck. We were queuing up. Esme wanted to meet. And then she decided she didn't want to meet. And that's the end of the story.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Esme decided she wasn't ready to meet Raphael. Although she did meet Chase from Paw Patrol. The actual theming of the turtle world was really good, wasn't it?
It was. It's a little bit old for her, I think. Like, the whole concept of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
From what I could tell, the kind of older boys seemed to be loving it.
Mm.
And I thought it was really clever how they did it.
I know. Well, you were looked in your element. You just sat there in the corner watching it all unfold in front of your eyes.
Well, that makes me sound weird.
Well,
I was with your shoes. I wasn't just lurking in a corner. I was guarding your shoes because it was, again, for context, it was a soft play area. I was guarding the shoes.
Mm.
But I did like sitting as if I was on the set of Ninja Turtles. Yeah. That's true. I did enjoy it.
Yeah, so I'm not talking rubbish, am I?
No. Anyway, I think that's all we can say about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
What would we have been watching on telly on this date?
It's my turn, isn't it?
It's your turn, yeah.
Well, how old was I?
14 at this point, nearly 15.
Yes, yeah, good chance I would have been watching this. I'd have been watching This Morning. Do you know what? I've always loved a bit of This Morning. I even like a bit of This Morning now. You know, background whilst I'm working.
Working. You can't see the quotation marks I'm doing.
No, there's no quotation marks. I like a bit of background noise. It's either music or some throwaway telly. And on this occasion, between 10:30 and 12:30, it's throwaway telly.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, if you live in the UK, you will know because you would have been living under a rock otherwise. This Morning is basically daytime weekday magazine show. you know what? It has some quite raunchy subjects sometimes, doesn't it?
They pride themselves on it.
They do, she says with, like, outrage.
Well, I've written many a letter against it.
Yeah. They basically, yeah, they talk about various different things. Do you remember they, I don't know if you've seen recently, they had the woman on there of a certain age who went over to Turkey, was it? And she...
Oh, don't. Oh, it made me sick to my stomach.
And she talked about how she was having sex with this younger man.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
Just Google the clip, people. It is absolutely outrageous.
They had a witch on there the other day. They have people who can talk to ghosts. Oh, they have all kinds on there.
I remember one that they had that, you know, people that get, they fall in love with objects.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this one woman, and I'm not so much a big fan of Philip Schofield, but well, I used to be in, when he was in the broom cupboard and all that. But he did make me laugh when he said this, that there was this one woman and she'd fallen in love with the Statue of Liberty, but she used to be in love with her drum kit.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Yeah, and he said, how did the drum kit take it? And I just, because he said it was such a serious face and it was very tongue-in-cheek. I guess the equivalent is Good Morning America, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's as quite as eclectic a mix, is it? On the Good Morning America.
That's the one they film in Times Square, isn't it? Or is it the Rockefeller Center?
No, it's the... No, it's not. It's the one where they film... Oh, yeah. It's the one where they film 30 Rock. That is the Rockefeller Center, isn't it?
That's why it's called 30 Rock,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know. All right, yeah. Thank you. But I was thinking the Rockefeller Center looked different to... But, yeah, anyway.
Well, This Morning is known for originally Richard and Judy presented it, husband and wife team, and that was kind of... at the time, it was... No one did that, did they? Like, a real husband and wife... presenting together. I think they were the first ones, weren't they, to do it?
I think so. They have been doing it in 93.
Oh, yeah, they would have been still doing it by this point.
It wouldn't have been Fern by that point.
I don't think so.
Really?
It was Fern, Britton and John Leslie, and then I think Philip came in to replace John Leslie, and they did it for ages, and then Holly Willoughby replaced Fern, and obviously Philip's still there.
They did it until 2001, Carla.
Long time.
From 1988 to 2001. God, I couldn't have stuck out presenting with Richard Madeley as long as that.
Oh, you leave Richard Madeley alone. I like him.
Nauseating.
Comes out with some great stuff. I really like him.
Yeah, he's like an Alan Partridge.
Look, I know he's really, really cheesy and stuff, but some of his points, and he's a very intelligent man.
No, he's articulate, I'll give him that. But all the more reason why I struggle to understand how he gets away with the things he said, because he's not stupid, but he just...
He puts his foot in it. He does a lot of faux pas.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah.
You know what I would have been watching?
Go on.
Jeopardy.
Now, when we had this as an option, was this on UK telly, Jeopardy?
It was, yeah. I've seen it on UK telly, not very often. That's why I was surprised that it was on there.
But the American version, not our own.
Yeah, we've never done, we might have done our own. Not to my knowledge, we've ever done a version of it. And I think a while ago, obviously during the 90s maybe, we did used to see it. I think it was like on Early Morning or something. They used to just show the American ones. And obviously I've seen it whilst in America when you're in the hotel rooms or whatever, but it's not one that I've sat down and watched a lot. But, I mean, come on, it's so famous. You don't need to be American to know what Jeopardy is.
No, but you know what? I have to say, I think I need to watch it more because it does hurt my brain a little bit how you play the game.
Yeah, because the concept is that you get the answer and you have to do the question. So I remember first watching it and not knowing what the hell was going on because everyone says, what is an apple or something? Like, so he would say, I don't know, green fruit. And then someone would buzz and go, what is an apple?
Yeah, I mean, that is confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's been going for a long time over there. I think it started in the 60s, and I think it's continually gone on and is still going on now. It's got the, what's her name? Is it Mayim Bialik?
Oh, her. Yeah, the one from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, and Blossom fame, since we're talking about the 90s. She's presenting it now, I believe, but they did have... I think he was the same presenter for years.
Yeah, some old bloke.
And forgive me for not knowing his name. I'm sorry, because I know he was a national treasure in America. But
I'll let you know, Carla.
Google it, see what his name is. We've got to give him some credit. I can see his face.
Alex Trebek. Oh, maybe she took over because he died.
Yeah, he did die, I think.
2020, he died.
I don't know that she took over because he died or if he'd retired earlier, but I believe he was the host for many a year.
Many a year?
Many a year.
All right, I'm all over this. Wikipedia's finally come out. I should also say, by the way, most of the facts that I give on this podcast are taken from Wikipedia, so they should definitely be taken with a pinch of salt.
I mean, all of our facts.
Here we go. Art Fleming hosted the versions that aired from 1964 to 1979. Alex Trebek hosted from 1984 till his death in 2020. Mike Richards was officially the host for 1 week in 2021 before resigning the position amid controversy. And then Mayim Bialik has hosted primetime limited series and select syndicated episodes. Don't know what that means. Since 2021, and Ken Jennings has hosted syndicated episodes. I want to find out
what the controversy was.
Yeah,
what's the controversy, guys? We might not be able to say it on air.
He made remarks on his podcast in the past, and they resurfaced controversies from his time on The Price is Right and accusations of self-dealing regarding his executive producer position. Oh, that's it.
Oh, that doesn't sound too exciting to me.
What does self-dealing mean? He gave himself the own job base. He gave himself a job.
Right.
Is it? I don't know.
I've no idea.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else I can say about Jeopardy other than it doesn't... I haven't seen it on British TV for yonks. But I do know that each time I turn on TV in America, I am bound to find an episode of Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, it's been around for donkey's years and seems to be on, like, still, like, quite regularly.
Mm. But I do think it is, like you say, when you watch it, if you're not used to it, answering a question, I don't know if I can get my head around that.
No, and people answer so... I mean, I've only seen, like, clips and stuff from it or, like, snippets of it in the States, but people answer so quickly. I'm like, how the hell? I haven't even, like, processed the
answer to be able to answer the question. No. Yeah.
To be able to ask the question.
Ask the question, yeah. See, I'm getting confused. Just trying to articulate the rules.
Exactly.
Most Americans now, since it's been out since 64, they've grown up with this on their telly. They're probably way better at it than we would ever be because it's in the zeitgeist.
Oh, blimey.
Shocked you, innit?
Yeah.
I know a big word. Beginning with Z.
Do you know what it means? Directly translated from the German.
No, tell me.
Time ghost.
Really?
Yeah, directly translated from the German, which is a good, like, you know, makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. Zoe's showing off her language skills.
Yeah, I've retained something from A-level German.
Hmm, bravo. So... if anyone would like to be like Lindsay and get a date on the show, how can they go about that, Zoe?
Well, Carla, they can find us on social media at Number One Rerun. They can send us an email at numberonerun@hotmail.com, or they can submit a review on Podbean or iTunes and pop their date in their review. And their date needs to be any date from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Lovely. So thank you very, very much for sending in the date, Lindsay. Thanks for everyone for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you. Bye.